Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is LaShonda. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, please.
Sure. And then are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, I'm actually I'm calling in place of my daughter. She was already transported via ambulance to the hospital, but her vehicle is what I'm trying to see if I could get assistance in getting it towed. Because right now the bumper is just hanging and undrivable.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, but I can assist. May I have the name that the account is under?
Yes, it's Taya Dawn Anderson. It's T-E-H-Y-A. And then Dawn, D-A-W-N, and Anderson with a S-O-N.
You said Henderson?
Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Thank you. Can you spell her first name again for me?
Yeah, Taya, T-E-H-Y-A.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And then may I have a good callback number for her services today?
Sure, 505-218-3002.
So can you repeat that? I just have the 505.
Sure, 505-218-3002.
So 515-208-3002?
No, it's 505-218-3002.
Thank you. And then would she like to receive mobile texts and updates regarding time of arrival?
Sure.
Thank you. So message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
May I have the policy number, please?
It is, let's see here, 64-4401-45970.
Thank you. For security reasons, can you verify the address that's affiliated with the policy, please?
Yes, it's, do you want the mailing address or the physical?
The address that's affiliated with the policy, that's on the policy.
Okay, it's P.O. Box 341, Escuela, New Mexico, 87022.
No, that wouldn't be it. It's a Tribble Road.
Yes, it's okay. So then in that case, it is 321 Tribal Road, Escuela, New Mexico, 87022.
Thank you. Sorry, my system is loading. And then, what is the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle?
It is a 2013 Jeep Compass.
Thank you. And the color?
Is black.
Thank you. And then, just confirm the reason she needs the services today. Like, what's wrong with the vehicle?
She was involved in an accident where she was rear-ended and like side swipes on the passenger side.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. So the vehicle's undrivable?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Is it side swiped on a passenger or the driver's side?
Passenger side, the rear end.
Thank you. Is the vehicle all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive?
Four-wheel drive.
Can it shift out of park into neutral?
I believe so, yes.
Thank you. And so it has been in an accident. Was the police dispatched to the scene?
Yes, they are here. That's why they gave me the option of how to handle getting the vehicle removed from the area. They said they could have it towed to where their on-call can take it to their lot or either through the insurance. So I didn't know if she had roadside assistance or not, so that's kind of where I got to here.
Oh, okay. And she does have roadside assistance. And so the police are still on the scene. They're letting you remove the vehicle, though?
Yes, they're on scene, and they gave me the option of either using their tow call on call or using the insurance. And I didn't know like which to use. This is kind of our first time doing this.
Okay, I understand that. And you'll be with the vehicle when we get there?
Yes, I can wait.
Thank you. Does anyone need to ride with the service provider if they allow due to the COVID-19?
No, we don't. I'm in my own vehicle, and I'll just be waiting for the person to come and pick it up.
Okay, great. May I have the address where you're located at, please?
Okay, right now we're right off the freeway, Interstate 40. We're between San Mateo and Louisiana off-ramp. We're closer to Louisiana, westbound
I-40. So I-40 westbound. And then what were you giving me? Is that an exit?
Yes, Louisiana. It's Louisiana Boulevard on-ramp. So we're between San Mateo and Louisiana, the two main streets where there's off-ramps, and we're closer to Louisiana ramp.
Okay, so spell the first one for me, please.
Louisiana?
I thought you said something else.
San Mateo. S-A-N is one word, and then Mateo, M-A-T-E-O.
And so you're in between these two main streets, San Mateo and Louisiana?
Yes, and we're closer to Louisiana. We're just right off the on-ramp onto I-40 is where kind of it occurred.
Okay. And what city are you in?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you. So, when I put in the Louisiana ramp, it comes by a Wildlife West Nature Park. Are you by there?
No. There's what's basically residential and business on both sides of the freeway here.
And then it's coming up to Tijeras, New Mexico.
Tijeras. You're going to need to go further west from Tijeras. Because Tijeras is over the mountain.
Okay.
So keep coming west on I-40 on the freeway. And then it's kind of right before you meet the I-40 and I-25 intersection, you're going to kind of meet up with that.
You said I-40 and what other intersection?
Is I-25. They call it the Big I in the middle of Albuquerque. So that's where the two interstates kind of overlap each other there. And we'll be just east of that intersection. If you can find that intersection on your map in Albuquerque, then just kind of go east. It'll be like 4th Street. Or 4 on-ramps from that I-40, the Big I, they call it.
Huh. I just came across a 66 and 40. Am I going the wrong direction?
No, you're right. The 66 is the old, Route 66 is the old I-40. They kind of, it's a frontage road to I-40.
So that's not where you're at, though. You're not on that.
No, we're on Interstate 40.
Okay. So when it turns into 66, then I see 840. Oh, I don't see anything out there. Okay,
yeah, it's I-40 West bound between Louisiana and San Mateo on ramp or off ramp, yeah.
Okay. Let's see something. Because right now I really don't know where you're at.
Yeah, and there's no, like, business. I mean, we're on the freeway, on the shoulder.
Okay. Let's see if I can see this. So... and mine's is just coming up. Let's put by. Louisiana's a street.
Yes, Louisiana, it runs north and south. And so does San Mateo. It's, I think it's Louisiana Boulevard. They both go by Boulevard.
Okay.
This area of town, like on the freeway, I think it's like if you Google Uptown, Albuquerque Uptown area, that's kind of what this area is called, Uptown.
It keeps on taking me back by that wildlife place. I'm going to see if I can see you, but you didn't give me your, you gave me your daughter's telephone number.
No, that's my phone number, the 218 number.
Yes, that's yours?
Yes, that is.
Okay, great. I'm going to send you. I just sent you.
I'm trying to figure out where we're at.
So you're on Interstate 40 west of Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep
and they can't figure that out?
Not through the dispatch or through the insurance.
So are they going to actually send a truck out for you?
Yeah, that's what
okay.
She does have road assistance, so,
oh, okay,
so they'll send... sent a vehicle out, so I told him I would wait for them to show up.
Okay.
So, but he's just trying to locate us where we're at.
Okay.
So he can...
and you told him just that?
Yeah. And so, but he keeps kicking him back to some kind of wildlife something.
Park.
I'm like, well, there's no park near or wildlife anything near.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, because it pushed him...
yeah, but that's just Louisiana.
Yeah, to her, if it was... showing him to her. So I said, well, keep coming west if you
yeah.
follow the freeway.
Okay.
So we're trying to work it out where he's trying to locate me. But...
okay, and then so I gave you that card?
Yes.
And that's my information. The phone number to the substation I work at, if it's on the front,
okay.
at the very bottom in that small print.
Okay.
So if Taya ends up having any questions for me, she can reach me at that substation.
Okay.
Otherwise, the report number's on the back.
Okay.
And that's what you give to the insurance company, and they can pull a copy of the police report from there.
Okay, so this, oh,
yeah.
either one of
either
us.
Either one of us.
Okay.
Work.
Okay, I appreciate your time.
No problem. So do you want me to wait around?
If you could, I feel a little safer with you behind me
okay.
like that.
So I'm just going to sit back there and work on my report.
Okay.
okay,
and then as soon as you see him pull up, then you can probably take that off. I'll go with him.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, were you able to locate me yet?
I still haven't. I just sent you a text message. So if you can see if you can get the text message. Once you get the link, click on the link.
Okay, I got the link. Just on it.
Click on the link. It should say latitude and longitude.
Yes, it does.
Fabulous. Can I have your latitude first?
Okay, it's 35.100291.
Thank you. And then may I have your latitude? I'm sorry, longitude.
Okay, it's -106.574692.
Thank you. Now I see Uptown. Good,
yeah.
Good. Okay, I see where you're at now. Do you see a Hilton Garden Hotel?
Yes, that's on the just right over the freeway wall here.
Okay. Good. I know exactly where you're at now. So may I have the address you'd like us to take it to?
See, and I don't have an area to take it to unless would they be able to actually take it to our residence that
yes.
I just gave you the address to? Okay.
Yes.
If they can take it there, then I think that'll be okay for now.
Okay.
I don't know, because I don't know where else to take it. And then, you know, and then I'll work with her insurance or work with the city because we'll have to do a claim because it was a Albuquerque City solid waste truck.
Wow. That's terrible.
Yeah, she was on the on-ramp and then she said, I don't know, he just wouldn't, I guess he didn't slow down. And there was another vehicle in front of her, and she was kind of in the middle there.
Oh, wow. I'm glad she's okay, though. Okay.
Well, I hope she is. They took her to the hospital. They put a neck brace right away.
Oh, wow.
She said her back was hurting. So, like, yeah, as soon as I'm done with this vehicle stuff, then I'll check on her, I guess, see where she's at there.
Exactly. Wish you well. So it looks like covered. You're welcome. It looks like she's covered for $50, but I'm sure the total is going to be more than $50. I'm not sure how much it would be yet. I would have to start reaching out to providers, and they'll look at the mileage and decide how much they'll charge for the tow. So if you'd like to proceed, what payment options do you have available to you at this time? Would it be like American?
Oh, I see what you're saying with that service. Okay, well then maybe, you know what, if it's like out of pocket right now, like what am I looking at or what do we do towards that?
So she's covered for $50. So the tow, let's say if they say it's $75, then you owe $25. If they say it's $100, then it'd be $50 for you.
Okay, sure. I guess I can cover a minimal amount, but not an exceedingly large amount.
Okay.
Like $50 is good for me. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. And so then how would you, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
So how would you go about paying for it? Would it be with cash, credit card, debit card?
I have a debit card right now.
Okay. So you'll pay that directly to the provider, but once I get one secured in the amount, I'll give you a call back. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
And you'll call me at the 218 number, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
I'll wait for your call. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.